Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing the legend of the Woofus. Imagine an Australian sheep vacationed in Texas and decided to breed with all of Texas's major livestock offerings. Behold the Woofus, a creature with the head of a sheep, body of a pig, a turkey tail, duck wings, a horse neck, and giant longhorns. Oh, and the creature is both male and female. What if I told you that this was a sculpture, and no, this wasn't something that was made in the early 2000s. The Woofus was a statue made by artist Lawrence Tenney Stevens for the Texas Centennial Exposition in 1936. I'll repeat that, 1936. The original Woofus was removed in 1941 and disappeared, like no one has any idea where the heck it went. The popular theory is that the 9-foot-tall sculpture of cast concrete was destroyed as a pagan idol, thanks to a rather awkward backstory. The belief is that this was done by a group of militant Texas Christians, but truthfully, there's no proof either way. The other major theory is that a crane damaged it in 1940, and it was taken down for repair, but somewhere along the way it disappeared, or someone was convinced not to put it back up. Supposedly 60 years later, another artist tried to recreate the Woofus from the original model, but then a fire destroyed the studio and everything was burned to the ground. Still, not deterred, in 1998, artist David Newton made a replacement at the request of the Friends of the Fair Park, and today it resides on the Swine Building. So far, it has not yet been destroyed, and it is seen wearing a decorated silver strip blanket and has water coming from a nozzle. If you want to see the Woofus, the third edition of it, in all of its glory, it is located on Martin Luther King Boulevard between Nimitz and Washington near the Briscoe Center in Dallas. Watch and enjoy. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. The first book, Texas Slang for Crazy by Victoria Irwin, is available on Amazon, and the second one I am working on formatting, which is hard. Bless my soul. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.